If you've achieved a high status in the world, people respect you, you have wealth, you have all the luxuries, you have a high maqam, status, then one thing you should never forget is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with that. It was none of your own doing. Yes, you may have made some efforts. Those efforts led to you achieving something. But again, who gave you the tawfiq to make those efforts? So as a Muslim, we can only gain well-being, afiyah, in attributing every single success to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, what can happen is a person can fall into the spiritual sin, the disease of ujub. And that is when he forgets Allah jalla wa ala and he attributes every good that he finds in himself to himself. He says, I am the reason for this, and I am the reason why I have so much wealth, and I am the reason why people respect me. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an instant can defame someone, can take that izzah away if he wants. So we should be grateful, and if we're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we remember where those bounties came from, then the Quran says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful, then indeed I will grant you more.